We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That it doesn't matter where you begin, it's about where you end up. And it's okay to not have traditional pathways to realizing who you are meant to be, as long as you get there eventually.
You also pointed out inside you will likely be the first female mayor of the city of Buffalo. What does that mean to you?
We belong here. Women belong in positions of leadership. Yeah.
You're in the crowd in there now saying we did it. And you even mentioned before, you pointed out all the people that have helped you get this far. Did you ever think that this, as you call, I think it was a group of rebels, is the way you called it, did you ever think that it was going to get to this point of victory at this point?
I actually did. Despite, you know, my very bold and visionary personality, I'm kind of pragmatic. I've been considering this for a number of years, and I thought that now was an appropriate time. I thought that the response to both the uprisings after the murder of George Floyd and the pandemic response was abysmal at best. I thought that this was a very vulnerable time for leadership in Buffalo, and that I would be successful in a run for mayor. Oh, absolutely. The entire intent of this campaign is to draw down power and resources to the ground level and to the hands of the people. And when we think about socialism, you know, we're perfectly fine with socialism for the rich. We will bail out Wall Street and banks and give $1 billion in tax incentives to one of the richest people in the world to build an empty Tesla factory in South Buffalo. And when it comes to providing the resources that working families need to thrive, socialism becomes scary at that point. So I'm very proud to be a Democratic Socialist. I am proud to have the support of Buffalo DSA and National DSA. I received a call from Congresswoman AOC this evening, and I'm just excited to be a part of this movement that is ushering progressive politics into Buffalo. Being the third poorest mid-sized city in this country, we should be considering how we begin to eradicate concentrated poverty and disadvantage, and Democratic Socialist leanings are a big step in getting us there. The people. My first priority is getting out into the community and listening to the concerns of the people. Over the course of the next 6 months until January when we take office, we are going to be planning our transition so that we can hit the ground running come January 2022.
Any concerns about the remaining absentee ballots?
Not from me.
The results still need to be finalized, but at this point all signs are pointing towards you being the next mayor of Buffalo. Unseating a 16-year-long incumbent, why do you think that the voters turned to you and chose you as their next mayor over the incumbent?
It's been 16 years, and though we've seen progress in certain areas, there are a lot of people, the majority of us, have not enjoyed in what is being called the Renaissance. I think that now was a time where people are standing up and saying that we're not going to take this lion down. The status quo is not enough, and people just want change.
Anything you want to say to the voters who voted for you today?
I do. I want to tell the voters to hold me accountable. Hold me to my word. In the same way that I'll go out with a bunch of my friends and protest when something ain't right, when something isn't right, feel free to take me to task. Let's keep our lines of communication open and continue the fight. This is only the beginning.
You know, we talk about Mayor Brown's 16-year tenure. Where do you stand on term limits? Is that something that you're interested in?
Absolutely. I think that 16 years is just far too long for one person to be in office. In order to make progress, we need fresh ideas. I don't subscribe to the notion of, you know, moving up through the ranks, right? A lot of people said, well, why don't you run for school board or why don't you run for common council? It's not what I want to do. Nor do I want a seat warmer in a position where they're waiting to get somewhere else. I want people in position who are going to do the best job that they possibly can where they are because they want to be there and want to create change for our people.
One of the biggest issues that you've been on the campaign about is affordable housing, housing throughout Buffalo. What can you do as mayor for housing and homelessness throughout the city that you couldn't do before with the Fruit Belt, with all your other activism that you've been doing?
We can have a comprehensive land disposition policy that prioritizes neighborhoods, that gets the city up off of holding all of the property that they're holding on to that's not being put to productive use. We are going to find flexible financing and grants so that people can purchase homes at below market value and put them back on the tax rolls, fix them up, and live in them. We know that when people have opportunities to own where they live, crime naturally goes down, the neighborhood, the quality of life is improved, and that is what I look forward to doing as mayor.
Could you clarify something? A lot of people who are following this on social media right now are wondering whether current Mayor Brown could be write himself in as a candidate. Like, is it over tonight? Can you clarify that for listeners?
I'm not sure what the mayor has planned. I know that from our perspective, it has always been a primary night challenge. And we've done the best that we can, and we'll see what happens.
You got an
endorsement from the Teachers Federation, and I know one of the things Bill Lamore talked about was having more of a Rochester-style approach to the school district.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
I used to be a school nurse, and oftentimes I would go from building to building and witness disparities in the same school district depending on what building you were in. So I am interested in making sure that we provide equity for high-need populations. We have certain schools where students come from very disadvantaged backgrounds, international prep, those students speak more than 200 languages. There's no way we should be funding an international prep at the same level that we are funding an Olmsted or City Honors or schools that don't necessarily have the same needs. So I really want to, my uncle is here, I really want to make sure that we provide equitable funding and dedicated funding streams to Buffalo Public Schools.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.